بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. فما بعد، my brothers and sisters, many people ask me about the secret of productivity. They ask me how to become more productive. And I say to them something very simple. Productivity is the result of focus, and focus is the result of the ability to ignore fluff. So it is not how much you do, but how much you don't do, how much you ignore. You will be as productive as much as you are able to ignore useless things. Now, in today's world, as we speak, one of the biggest, if not the biggest, wasters of time and distractors of focus is political discussion. I did my graduation, my BA, in history and political science. History, political science, Urdu literature. So politics has always been an interest of mine. History has been an even bigger interest of mine. And I can tell you that the normal level of political discussion that I am unfortunately witness to, and I say unfortunately because it's all involuntary. If I can help it, I don't listen to that. I stay out of those groups. But sometimes people start a discussion when I'm sitting in some place and I am unable to leave. So I'm party to that discussion. The vast majority of people are talking through their hats. They do not have, number one, they don't have the perspective to understand what is happening politically speaking. Number two, they confuse politics with their own personal feelings and their own personal values. Number three, their knowledge of history of that particular time, place, of that particular incident, of what led to it, the history of those people, all of that kind of history, the knowledge of most people is non-existent. Yet, they feel absolutely no hesitation in expressing the most outrageous, the most ridiculous, the most insane opinions with complete shamelessness. No hesitation at all. They just say anything that comes to mind without, you know, without so much as by your leave. And time passes, and more time passes, and discussions get heated. In many cases, friendships get strained. May not break, but definitely they are under pressure, all for something which is completely useless. And I say useless because no matter what opinion you have, no matter who wins that particular argument in your drawing room, nothing at all is changing on the ground or in the context or in the place or time that you are arguing about. Nothing at all. Whoever is dying is dying. Whoever is starving is starving. It doesn't put a piece of bread on the table for the person who is starving. It does not stop a single bullet from killing whoever is being killed. Nothing. Right? Now think about this. That you are, on the other hand, what are you contributing to that? You're contributing your life. You might say, well, how am I contributing my life? Well, what is time? Time is a certain number of seconds that were allotted to you. That minute you were born, the moment you were born, and you have been spending them from that moment onwards. Consciously, unconsciously, willingly, unwillingly, it is a clock, it is a stopwatch that is ticking backwards. You and I had the maximum stock the moment we were born, and that stock has been steadily depleting second by second by second throughout our lives. And guess what? Neither you nor I know how much is left. And that is what you are spending in useless argument, in useless debate, in heated argument, usually talking complete nonsense because most people have no idea what they're saying. And as I also mentioned, people confuse their personal emotions, their personal cultural context, their personal values with global politics. The two are chalk and cheese, completely different. In global politics, whether you or I like it or not, there are no ethics, there are no values. There is no kindness, there is no compassion, there is no cruelty. There is only one thing which operates, and that is extremely short-sighted, extremely immediate benefit of whoever is making decisions. Political expediency, as it is called. That is the only thing which operates. In politics, in global politics, there are no friends, there are no enemies. No permanent friends, no permanent enemies. Right? Take this Afghanistan thing which is happening. Who were in place 20 years ago when these wars started in Afghanistan, Taliban? Who are in place after 20 years, after the deaths of hundreds of thousands of people? Taliban. So in 20 years and after the deaths of hundreds of thousands of people, Taliban have been replaced by Taliban. Right? Isn't that crazy? I mean, doesn't that sound like a B-grade or a C-grade comedy movie to you? That's global politics for you. And believe me, whatever is happening there, it is not human suffering which is motivating anybody. It is not destruction of economies which is motivating anybody. It's nothing. It's just pure one word, and that is profit. The people running the show are interested only in one thing, which is profit. Profit for the people who are running the show. That's it. Period. Now, this is something that people do not understand. So, we get into arguments and we are, getting after each other and destroying friendships and whatnot. And most importantly, wasting our time. Think about this. When you stand before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the Day of Judgment, is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala going to ask you about your opinion of what is happening in Afghanistan or what happened in Syria or what happened in Russia or what happened in Chile or what happened in South America or South Africa? No. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to ask me and you, what did you do? Allah will not ask us what happened. He will ask us, what did you do? What's the answer to that? Ya Allah, I spent my time arguing about it. Very nice. Is that the reason you were given this life? To waste your time arguing about useless stuff? Today, the for a lot of people, there seem to be two major foci, two major things that occupy them. One is COVID numbers, right? What's happening with COVID in Pakistan? What's happening with COVID in India? What's happening with COVID in Italy, Spain, Japan, United Kingdom, United States, whatever, right? So COVID numbers, that is one major occupation. And the second major occupation is global politics. The finest way, the most successful way, the shortest way, the quickest way of destroying your personal happiness is to hook it to a metric you cannot control and watch it all day. Right? Somebody sent me this thing. It's not mine, but it's beautiful. He says that the finest way to destroy your personal happiness is to hook it to a metric that you cannot control and look at it or watch it all day. And that is what a lot of us are doing and have been doing and have become accustomed to. So my submission to you is stop destroying your own happiness. Stop destroying your own life. Remember that one day you will face Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Don't waste your life. You do not know how much is left. I do not know how much is left. Focus on things of value. Focus on something which helps you. Focus on something which helps your family. And I'm talking about concrete help which you can measure. Not just money. Spend your time in the gym. Go for a run. Go for a walk. Do something about your health. Right? Make sure that you can live a healthy life until the end of your life. Most geriatric problems are a result of lifestyle choices, not because of disease. We lose our muscle tone because we don't do enough exercise and we spend most of the time sitting on our sit-ups, and the result of which is that we are headed for the wheelchair. Completely avoidable if we had taken the time to do some very basic, simple exercises. But we don't, because we are too busy forwarding WhatsApp messages and forwarding fake videos and arguing about what is happening in this place and that place. Please, let us stop destroying our life. Let us try to live our lives in a way which is beneficial to us in this world and the next. وصلى الله على نبي الكريم وعلى اله وصحبه اجمعين برحمتك يا ارحم الراحمين.